I have turned 100,000 worlds to dust looking for those who robbed me of my glory, Ariar. I will stride across their bones and all of existence shall be mine.
Take a sip, young Skywalker.
I made a Darth duty. I sithed my pants. My diaper's gone over to the dark side.
Hello there, my name is Darth Dewanawanga, and I'm with...
Chubadanaya!
There we go. And today we're gonna be recording regarding the spoiler-free Snyder Cut that we just watched last March 18.
Oh yeah.
So we're just actually gonna give our thoughts regarding the Snyder Cut that was released, and we'll try to give out a spoiler-free review, and at first, what are your official initial thoughts? Bago pa lumabas yung Snyder Cut.
I was pretty much excited, you know. The hype again was rekindled because, you know, when the theatrical cut was when it was being built up, we were also pretty much excited for that. But we all know how that turned out. So with Zack Snyder being able to finally complete his original vision for the, was pretty much excited again, you know, to finally see how that actually turns out.
Ako personally, originally, I didn't mind the theatrical cut. I mean, it was but at the same time, alam mo yun, parang nag-give up na ako eh. But at that point, I was like, you know what?
It is what it is.
Literally.
Yun lang yung feeling. Yeah, for me kasi, I never knew Snyder Cut really existed until in-announced siya na magkakaroon ng Snyder Cut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was surprised and I was like, you know what? I don't think there's gonna be a Snyder Cut because with the way the things are going, you know, pandemic pa naman, tas mag-ano sila. That was the only great news that came out last year. Yeah.
Oh, and, I mean, there were some good news, but not really a lot.
Not really a lot, but you know, the bad triumphs the good pa rin. In any case, when Snyder Cut was announced, what are your initial expectations ba?
Oh, I expected it to be really fucking long and really convoluted. Cause let's be real, Snyder is Snyder. Yeah, it's not. That's the best way to say it. Snyder is Snyder. He's good. Pero alam mo yun, like
he's a creative visionary.
Oh, ganito na lang. I guess the best way to explain it para sa akin is Snyder is a really really good cinematographer. The shots he makes, they're beautiful. They French kiss, man. Kahit dito sa film na to, like, every single fight was a spectacle. Like, amazing, amazing cinematography.
Yeah.
Story, I mean, not to say that this is just Dark Side War crossover with Injustice.
Apocalypse
that's
War.
That's all it is. So, technically, the story didn't even come from him. So, as a storyteller, he's like yung type na, ano, yung kaibigan mo na magaling mag-drawing pag kinokopya niya yung drawing. Gets mo?
Yeah.
But nevertheless, this the way he mashed Darkseid War and Injustice works. It works in fairness. There are a lot, I think we've mentioned it before dun sa una nating parang off episode na parang there are a lot of story beats na I'm just like whatever. I don't like it. I don't like the fact na he married Catwoman or Bruce married Catwoman and then divorced. I don't like the fact na si Dick yung pinatay, although it really explains a lot na si Dick Grayson yung napatay. Kasi,
wala like, na the way... after him eh.
Yeah, and it really explains na bakit pumapatay si Batman. Kasi, dude, Robin got killed. I get it. I get where his anger is coming from. So yeah, so as for the film itself, nung nag-uusap tayo while we were watching it, it was good. I really like it, but at the same time, I also still feel na parang there are parts of this na pwede natin cut down,
yeah,
and it wouldn't be a huge problem. I can't really talk about the parts until, you know, we get into spoilers, but because some people might consider it spoiler in Sasu Bingo, so whatever. But yeah, it's generally good. Ikaw, how did you like it?
As I mentioned last off episode natin, I was pretty much excited for this. Getting to hopefully gaps, you know, a lot of gaps and plot holes were are filled in from the theatrical cut. And also we did mention, you know, obviously we had our problems with the theatrical cut, but as we mentioned last time, BVS was Snyder creation, so we also had our reservations, our issues with that release. So coming in, hopefully those issues also get somewhat filled in or corrected or retconned, if you will. So yeah, what about you, Nardo?
Actually, well, my expectations first were, how should I say this? Well, same time expectation, it would be long, pero in my head, it was supposed to be like somewhat, I don't know, 1 hour long. Hindi ko expect na maging 4 hours long siya. The thing you said about earlier that regarding to sa there are parts na hindi kailangan na matagal. I mean,
slow-mo.
Siguro ang purpose ni Snyder at that point is to emphasize that moment, like this is the moment that I become a hero, you know. Pero it's not really necessary.
I agree. Na it gave. I actually read a review na sabi na parang it gave the film heart. Yung mga nakat na scene.
Definitely.
Yes, it gave it heart. Now, okay. Especially like say, sige na, spoil na natin ng onte since ano naman, since alam nangyari mo to sa theatrical cut. Like yung ano, inatake yung ano, Themyscira. In the theatrical cut, it was like 5 minutes and, you know, Amazonians died, whatever. But here, it was, I think, 11 minutes yata siya. And a lot of that time was spent like just zooming in on Queen Hippolyta, the way she looks, na nakulog yung buong lalagyanan or yung buong parang place kung saan nakalagay yung mother box, and the way she looks up, parang shit, so many Amazonians died for this. Like, it actually made me feel sad for the Amazonians a bit. Like, I don't even remember their names, but I'm like, aww, she died.
She died for the cause. That's sad. There's this line, ay, shit, medyo ano to, spoiler heavy. Pero may isang line kasi dun na, parang, honor us, seal the gates.
Oh, yeah. Yung nga, they made me care about random Amazonians. So a part of me is like, aww, wow, okay.
What I'm really grateful about this Snyder Cut is they cut all the cheesy lines, man.
Oh my god, yes.
Sobrang, the first, if you remember sa theatrical cut where Bruce Wayne was talking to Aquaman and he was like, I heard you talk to fish. Thank
it's still
god
there,
that
but
was removed.
Hindi, nandun pa rin.
No. Tinanggal. Okay, I'm really sure of it. Kasi I was really looking for that scene kaso wala siya sinabi. Wala. If you want, rewatch it. Like, there's no scene regarding it. Yun nga, yun, sobrang grateful talaga sa mga scenes na tinanggal na mga cheesy line. Like, so, okay. Here's my initial review, okay? It feels as though it's the same film, but it's really not.
Where's it? Very quick one. Did it make you feel like Batman?
It made me angry because I know that there's not gonna be any sequels, but you know, never say never.
And, I mean, alam mo ba yun? Yung joke na yun. When Arkham was released, so many reviews were saying na parang made you feel like Batman, or like when Spider-Man was released, made you feel like Spider-Man. Wala na ako. Did it make you feel like Batman when you were watching it?
Well, I still have qualms with the portrayal of Batman in Justice League. Because, you know, we watched Batman from BVS. You know that he can be cruel. And I like that version of Batman. Except for the fact that he murders. I mean,
yeah, but again, the fact na si Grayson yung pinatay kasi. Yeah, makes sense. And we can't really explain. I can't really explain it without spoiling it. So I'm just gonna leave it there for now.
Yeah, but my point is, we went with the cruel Batman, and he's the best version of Batman there is, according to my book. I like a Batman that's vicious talaga. Kasi that's the Batman that doesn't make you want to go back to crime. Like, he's a surgeon, kumbaga. He knows where it hurts. He knows where it hurts, and he wants.
And he'll keep pressing.
He'll keep pressing. And that's the point. Like this one. I think there's this comic issue na the point of Batman breaking the arms of the goons para hindi sila makapag-aim the next time na mag-ano sila.
Yes, ano yun? Sa yung laro, yung Batman Telltales.
Exactly.
Yung sniper. Binrate niya yung arm para
Para hindi na sila makapag-aim.
You'll never be able to aim with a sniper rifle ever again. Shit.
Yeah. Di ba parang ano eh, it all makes sense eh. Like, what I don't know kay Batman kasi sana if ever yung mga supervillain niya, pinaparalyze na lang niya from the hip down. Like, let's see if you were a threat by then. Have you seen Deathstroke in a wheelchair?
You will.
Yeah, that's my point. Anyway, we're going too much into Batman anyway.
Speaking of Batman, I really like the fact that he was no longer nerfed. Because let's be honest, theatrical cut, part of me was like, why the fuck are you here? You're getting your ass kicked by parademons, you're running out of ammo. What the hell, man?
The very essence of Batman is the preparation, diba?
You're running out of ammo and shit. People know, dude. The dude is a master with that damn gun. Like, headshot, 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 double headshot. Like, bro, okay. This is the Batman.
Yeah. Although, I really wanted to see Batman beat up, what's his name? Steppenwolf? But, you know, it don't make sense na hindi. Pero kasi, you know naman sa BVS sila, like, Batman really, may ambag si Batman doon sa fight na yun.
Oo. Hindi ka tulad sa...
So, theatrical cut and, you know, it's the same. I mean, get it ko naman. Like, Steppenwolf is a new god of the fifth dimension. Came from Apocalypse. But you know, a little sticky bomb wouldn't hurt. I mean, it would hurt Steppenwolf, but it wouldn't hurt him.
That's what I mean. Yeah, na parang at least hindi na useless si Batman dito. Nagtotoo talaga dito sa theatrical cut kasi mo prosanto one santisima. Kahit wag ka na ano, yung di ba yung joke niya na parang I'm rich yung superpower niya. Dito hindi siya crutch. Hindi ka tulad dun sa theatrical cut parang. That's your only superpower, so that means you're useless. Dito, you know,
you're not a
it's my only superpower.
You're not a superhero, but, you're a financier. You're a super financier.
Like, tontuwa nga ako, it's just a line anyway, it doesn't do anything. Like, parang, yun si Barry was like, you have a satellite, I have six. Tontuwa ako sa line na yun.
Anyway, what else? Regarding Aquaman, I mean, in the story, there's a theatrical cut, sobrang wala rin siyang ambag doon.
Yeah, in fairness.
And then in this one, they worked like a team for first time.
Yes! The fact that, honestly, that's the thing na parang kita naman din yun sa theatrical cut na pinag dito was na they didn't argue about reviving Superman, which personally para sa akin, works kasi
well since you guys now mention it a lot of like I kind of brushed earlier a lot of details were filled in, you know, each character was given more light in terms of their character arcs and so yeah, Florence, you were saying.
So yeah, between Marvel and DC, I prefer reading DC, and the thing about DC is that these people are really gods among men. So their argument dun sa pag-revive kay Superman wasn't about is it morally right to bring back someone who's already dead because you need him? It was more like, if we revive him, the mother box gets activated, Steppenwolf will find out. Are we ready for this shit? Alam mo yun? That's something I really appreciate.
it's not parang ano, it's not stacked against Batman to have that decision. Yun yung nakakatuwa kasi parang we have to do this, but is it morally right though? Are we morally obligated to do this?
Oh, yun yung argument sa theatrical cut. Dito, it's like, no, it's not. We all understand that this needs to be done. There's no argument there. Whether we like it or not, we gotta do this shit because we can't save the world like this. But if we do this, it might actually bring the apocalypse a lot faster than if we don't. So are we ready for that? Kaya ba natin gawin to?
May line kasi si Bruce Wayne na, may line kasi si Bruce Wayne na nakakatawa, like parang it's just a strategy to lose slower. He's right, and he's Batman. He's really wrong, really wrong. Going back to the other members of the Justice League, so and I really like the Snyder Cut kasi nagkaroon sila ng emphasis sa mga character arcs sila. That was the purpose of the entire Snyder Cut. I mean, you wouldn't know that this one member of the Justice League could be the key member ng Justice League talaga. Diba? Kasi he started out as a no one eh. Parang he's not really a founding member of the original Justice League.
Yeah, I see your point. Except for the New 52, I guess. But yeah. Kahit ako even, you know what? Sabihin natin kasi yung pangalan, Ming. It's part of the film anyway. It's not like a big spoiler or whatever. Honestly, in 2011 when they rebooted with the New 52 and Cyborg was part of the League, a part of me was like, I prefer him as a Titan. But here, I'm more saddened by the fact na hindi na babalik si Ray Fisher because of everything that happened with Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a thing that I'm saddened about more than na she wasn't given the limelight. Like, mas nasayang talaga ako na parang tanggap ko na na yeah, he's gonna be part of the Justice League and he deserves it. He deserves to be part of it. But why though? Hintayin nila yung isa pa natin.
They could patch it up naman. Like kasi ginawa na rin naman to sa mga ano diba, sa animated universe ng DC, like there are some members of the Justice League that went missing and then got replaced, like ano ba, Justice League Dark, diba? Jordan was missing and John Stewart actually went in for his place.
So yeah, in conclusion, I liked it. It was a tad bit too long in my opinion, could have been a bit shorter. But in general, definitely better than the theatrical cut. The thing that I do hate is, as usual, the fucking fans around this shit. Like people want to cancel Joss Whedon because of this. And part of me is like, is he not the maker of Buffy, of Firefly? Was he not the director of the first Avengers that blew all of this shit out of the water? Like, chill. Ito na naman tayo sa cancel culture niyo, mga chika yun. Cancel kayo na cancel. But we'll discuss it. Spoilers, na talaga.
For me personally, in terms of the length, I kind of disagree with you. For a film, we could say that it indeed is, you know, 4 hours is too much. However, after viewing the film, it was like, you know, we were somehow still wanting for more. So, like I mentioned, a lot of details, you know, a lot of plot holes, a lot of missing information that could have answered a lot of questions or raised a lot of questions in the theatrical cut were filled in here. And the action sequences, the battle sequences were more they were much more grittier, they were much more grounded, if you will. They were more coherent. And going back with in terms of length, I think you know, it's one of kind of Zack Snyder's kind of sickness, if you will, is, you know, pacing sometimes could be a drag, and especially with this slow motion shots, although I do believe that those were intended to have some sort of significance, you know, whether it's to the plot or it's in terms of given adding more to the character depth. So I think that's about it.
So yeah, the only qualms I had with the film is I don't really, I mean hindi ako nagre-reklamo dun sa length ng film entirely. Oh. Although like you said, there are scenes na would have been
like kahit hindi cut, kahit ano lang, i-shorten lang.
Yes,
lang
shorten. And yung ibang portrayal, it doesn't quite sit with me well. I mean, the actors are phenomenal. I mean, no qualms about that. What they did, they actually immortalized their career with that role. I really just don't like how they portrayed Bruce in that film. I mean, kasi nasanay tayo kay Kevin Conroy that this Bruce Wayne doesn't speak a lot. No. Batman pala. This Batman doesn't speak a lot. And we all know that Batman is his character and Bruce Wayne is the alter ego.
Well, I personally don't mind. I genuinely don't mind that sasalitan si Batman.
Although, okay. may mga funny lines siya with Alfred, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. So yeah, those are our initial thoughts. Tune in next week for, because we're trying to give you guys time to actually watch it for yourselves. And as much as possible.
No, we can't wait to spoil this shit out of the water.
So oh my god, we cannot wait.
We have a lot to talk about, so I think that we're gonna surpass an hour. Regardless.
Oh my god, man, yeah, this is possibly gonna be the longest off episode we will ever fucking have. Like, let's go.
Let's go. Anyway, yeah, thank you so much for listening, and please listen, please antabayan on our next episode.
Make antabay, bro.
Bro, for the next off episode. No, well, actually, not an off episode. The spoiler heavy review of our Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Yeah.
Bye.
And please open up a Patreon for us, because god damn it,
we need money. So, you know, we need money
we finally have more plans instead of just like a podcast or whatever. And goddamn, it's fucking expensive. Anywho, you guys enjoy the rest of your days. May the force be with you. Bye.
Bye.